Available online at radiowoking.co.uk.
We're talking earlier about loneliness awareness week and people feeling lonely. And if you're in the Farnham area and you want to meet new people, and generally in society, it can be hard to meet people in a way that doesn't involve going on a dating app and swiping left, swiping right, or whatever you do these days. We're joined by Julia and Beth. They are the people that set up Farnham Singles Club. Morning, both of you. Welcome to the show.
Morning. Morning.
We were actually saying, Beth, about your earlier radio experience when you were 9 years old.
Yes.
Yeah, that was actually Julia.
Oh, Julia! I knew I was going to get you muddled up.
This is my first foray into the world of radio, Julia, okay. Yeah.
I'm an experienced broadcaster.
When you were nine, can you tell us about that experience?
I think it was the Ideal Home Show. Ooh. I was asked where I was from. They cut it quite quickly, so it lasted probably about 30 seconds.
Right. You'll be here for more than 30 seconds. Don't worry, it's fine. And I promise I'll get your names right as well. Hope it's that sort of thing. So let's talk a bit about dating then. I know you've set up Farnham Singles after your own experiences personally and experiencing and seeing the challenges faced by singles today. So go on, I'm going to ask you both about your experiences of dating. So come on, tell us.
Yeah, I was not dating for about 18 years, so because I was in a relationship, so the dating market had definitely changed somewhat in that time. I think the internet was barely invented the first time I was single. It was out on a night out, meet someone, mm-hmm. and that's how I'd met my partner. So dating apps were something entirely new for me, and I think the initial, this is fun, swiping left, swiping right, look at all these men, all this choice, the initial fun wears off very, very, very soon.
It becomes a very toxic sort of culture, I think, because I've been on these apps and it's very much like you look at a picture of someone and you're making your mind up about that person just on that picture.
Exactly. I think there's so many people that I've probably swiped left on that, you know, if we'd gone on a night out together and met at a pub, we might have gotten famously, but you're literally just going on a picture and a couple of words. So, it's pretty savage.
Yeah, it is. And you're trying to address that issue. And actually meeting people face to face, though, I mean, that's not easy in itself, particularly now with lockdown, people not maybe still working from home, not being able to get out and not meeting people. That's still an issue, isn't it, I think?
Yeah, I think definitely people have sort of said, would you not rather meet someone organically? It's like, well, yeah, I would, but where am I going to meet these people? I have thought about buying a dog so that I could, do a lot of dog walking, meet fellow dog walkers. But I mean, that seems like quite an investment, you know, both time and money just to meet someone.
Yeah, but do say that, don't they? If you've got a dog or an animal, that's actually a good way of feeding people. All the supermarkets have one.
And take up a hobby. You know, I've got quite a busy life. There's only so much time in my life for new hobbies. So yes, I was moaning about, you know, the lack of singles events locally, and this is where this came into fruition, really.
Okay. And Julia, your sort of foray into dating, well, I don't know, you're married now, but what were your experiences?
I've had varied experiences, all of them disasters, and I feel very fortunate to have met my husband when I did, which was pre-dating apps.
Okay.
But my experience is really more on the business side of things. Mm. We're two friends who get on very well. We both happen to be in the people business, and the idea came to light through many discussions we had about the frustrations around dating, but also sort of bringing something a bit more exciting to the Farnham social scene.
Of course, yes, giving people that safe space to meet. But you're not like an introduction agency or matchmaker or anything like that. So talk me through, what is Farnham Singles?
So we provide the facility for people to meet each other. And we did some market research, didn't we? Which was very fun.
So how did you do that? What was the basis involved in that?
Going out and speaking to people, doorstepping, a little bit of doorstepping.
We realised quite quickly to put the clipboard away. People did not want to come and talk to us when we had the clipboard. Yeah. So it was kind of keep that behind your back, start asking some questions. You know, because not just, you know, are you single? Do you know anyone who's single? Because a lot of people that we spoke to, even if they weren't single, my neighbour's son's, you know, whoever it was, everyone knows someone who's single. And I think everyone has the same, you know, you're very lucky if you meet someone very quickly on online dating. dating. I have got, I think, one friend who it was love at first swipe, but yeah. Other than that, it's that pretty, pretty limited.
Love at first swipe. That's taken that traditional phrase and kind of like modernising it. Yeah, I mean, I've been on these dating apps myself, and it's been very much like, you know, you find yourself getting blocked because you don't look how somebody wants you to look, you know, if you're not a certain height, if you're wearing glasses, if you're doing this, if you're doing that, you know, we're not interested. It's very,
it adds to the sort of people as disposable, the culture we have where people are thrown away, and it's not very nice. It's not actually how people really think about other people if you dig a little bit deeper.
Yeah, it's take away the phone screen and the keyboard warrior thing. You know, people behave online in a way they wouldn't in the real world.
Exactly. Yeah. You're able to put a perfectly curated version of yourself across online, which often doesn't bear any resemblance to reality.
And this is the thing about online dating, social media. It's not good for mental health because obviously, you know, that sort of perfect image that's gone through many filters, it's not, people don't tend to share on these sort of sites, you know, the boring everyday stuff. So everyone's trying to keep up with an unrealistic image.
Exactly. It's the pictures of men with fish, men at the gym, all the kind of typical standard selfies. And like you said, there's just zero investment. You know, you could be chatting to someone and you think it's going quite well, and you go back in your messages and they've disappeared because they've just decided to unmatch you. Yeah. And like you said, hopefully that's not how people operate in real life. You know, you'd at least have a conversation and, you know, actually, I don't think this is for me or whatever it is. So I think, for people who struggle with mental health, I think the dating apps are an absolute minefield.
I know, and it does feel bad when, you know, for no apparent reason, you get blocked and it's like, oh, I thought we were getting on well, she say, and suddenly it's like, oh, I'm blocked, why's that? And it does play on your mind a bit, and it can have that impact.
Yeah, absolutely. And people just simply, quite simply, not telling the truth. You know, I've met people who have been, let's say, considerably older than they have stated on their profile.
I love you putting that. So, I mean, you know, you could be talking to, you know, somebody who thinks in their 20s, and suddenly it's like, oh, it's an 80-year-old man sitting there.
Well, exactly. Like, and they said, oh, yes, but if I put my real age, you wouldn't have wanted to have met me, would you? Well, no.
When you do meet, that's going to come out pretty quickly. I mean, you know, it was very, very good for his age and could pass as a 20-year-old, you know.
I did speak to someone who actually, the girl that they met admitted that they'd used their sister for all their photos.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Okay. The world of online dating. If anyone's got any stories to share, do get in touch. I think, actually, traditional dating, I remember once I went to a pub when I was about 18, 19, and my friends were like, John, there's some girls there checking you out. I'm like, oh, okay. And then I realised pretty quickly that they were looking at me, and I was like waving and smiling back, and I realised I was sat underneath a TV and they're actually watching the football.
Aww.
So that was a bit embarrassing.
Oh, I'm sorry that happened to you.
I know, but you know, young, it's many, many years ago. So we're going to play a song actually and come back and talk some more. Young Hearts Run 3 by Candy Staton. So why are we choosing this one?
It's fun.
Yeah, it's a good song, isn't it? It's a good enough reason.
It's about love.
Yeah.
It's about being free. I can't think of any other reason.
Let's give that one a play and then we'll talk some more and find out more about what you're doing with Farnham Singles. We're with Beth and Julia from the Farnham Singles Club in the studio. Really good to have you in the studio to tell us all about sort of your experiences in a world of dating. As we've discussed, they can be quite brutal online. And we've got Shay in Leatherhead on the line.
Hello, Beth. How are you?
Morning. I'm good, thank you.
I've got Julie here as well, Shay.
I'm here too.
Hello, Julie. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. It's lovely to hear from you.
Good. Lovely. Yeah, nice to hear from you too.
So, Shay...
You got John Price.
Have you got any experiences of a dating world you'd like to share with us this morning?
Well, I had a girlfriend. We split up because her mum... Well, I phoned up her mum and she said to me, Shay, would you not come near me? Because we sadly split up because...
Okay. That ended well, didn't it? Okay.
Yeah, so it wasn't very good, but it was something I've never experienced before, you know.
How did that make you feel?
Well, it did hurt me a bit.
Okay. I mean, how when you were trying to get into sort of the dating game and meeting people, how would you have sort of done that back in the past? Would it be sort of going to a pub and, you know, chatting somebody up?
Yeah, sort of going to a pub and that. I'd sort of going into a pub and things and that. But I've, you know, now started getting out again, which is it's very good. And John knows this anyway.
Beth and Julia, chat up lines. This is another thing. What do we think about chat up lines?
never been one of my go-to ways of approaching someone. I have to say, no.
I mean, so have you been to radio work before? Beth and Julia?
It's our first time.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's nice, isn't it?
It's lovely.
Yeah, it's good. It's lovely. It's lovely.
Shane asked you impressions of everyone, so that's quite good. So
it's lovely.
Talking of chat out lines, though, have you got any go-to chat out lines, Shane, that you like to use? I mean, you can go for it. Really cheesy.
Try one on us.
Yeah, go for it. Give one a go. See how it goes. Can you think of one?
What's that?
Chat out lines.
Sorry.
Chat out lines.
Chat out lines. I'd have to look around.
Yeah, I bet you've got one of those books, haven't you? You picked up from a petrol station somewhere. 101 chat
up. Something like that. Maybe a kebab shop, John.
Yeah, Shane likes the kebab shop, apparently. Is that a good way to meet people in the queue at the kebab shop? Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Anyway.
I'm loving this banter.
Yeah, it's good. Great. Yes.
You are, aren't you? So, which is good. Shall I share my chat out line?
You go up to somebody in a bar, right, and you say, 10-ton polar bear. And I get that reaction. You're looking at, what are you talking about? And you say it again, 10-ton polar bear. Well, that's broken the ice.
Have you
had much success with that, John?
No, I haven't, no.
I'm surprised.
So how long have you been doing the dating business then,
not long.
Ladies?
Yeah, it's something we've been talking about for quite a long time, on and off. We're both work in a similar profession, and both people, is that a professional? And and me sort of moaning about the world of online dating, and this conversation just sort of gradually continued, and was like, actually, why don't we do something in Farnham? So here we are.
Well, you're based in Farnham. Where's that then?
It's in Surrey, not far. It's the main thing, it's about 20 minutes away.
Easy train commute.
That's good. So what's the weather like down there, John?
The weather's very sunny, probably very similar to what it is in Leatherhead, but thanks for calling, Shay. It's always good to hear from you. And
I'm the regular guest.
So I think, Shay, you should go and dig out that book of chat up lines and get in the queue at the kebab shop and try them out and let's see how it goes. Give that one a go.
And if that fails, check out our website and sign up to one of our events.
FarnhamSinglesClub.com, Shay. Write that one down.
FarnhamSinglesClub. Well, that'll be a bit of fun for me.
That'll be good. Are you doing anything exciting today, Shay, in the sunshine?
I'm going to have my dinner down west. My support worker Cindy. I'm going to go down there at a pub.
So yeah, take the chat online book. Chatting.
Well, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yes. Do you come here often? Yeah. It's quite a good one, I've heard.
Or not.
Still no, John. Thank you, Shay. Have a good day. Thanks for joining us.
And no problem. And have a lovely day, ladies. And have a lovely rest of the week.
Thank you. All the best.
Yeah. Good luck with the chat up lines and the kebab shop and everything. Yeah.
All right, John. I'll let you carry on with the programme.
That's very nice of you. Thank you, Shay. Have a good day. There we go. There's Shay in Leatherhead. And actually, it's interesting, the whole idea of chat up lines. Are there any times when chat up lines actually work, do we think?
I think maybe if they're said in a bit of an ironic way, or literally just a bit of an icebreaker, and you're both aware that it is a bit cringe. Yeah. Personally, if I get any kind of approach on a dating app, which is a sort of "Hey, beautiful" or "Hey, lovely" or something like that, for me that's an immediate no.
It's okay.
That's an immediate no.
Or what's the other one I heard? You must be tired of me running through my mind all night. Not doing too well. Anyway, moving on.
Maybe that's a session we could run. We could run like a coaching session as part of our singles events on how to present yourself on a date.
Yeah.
What not to say.
Exactly.
Any chat up line.
Have you ever had anybody escape on you on a date? Like, you've turned up to a date and you've met someone and they kind of escaped out the toilet window.
Why would you ask us that question?
No, just
the listeners can't see us. Do we look like the sort of people who... No, luckily. But I do know of people who this has happened to. Yeah. And again, seriously now, with what we said regarding mental health, I did know someone who met someone, met at the bar, got a drink. He said he was just going off to the toilet and didn't come back. And, yes, that is something that you can laugh about. of it is a friend of a friend. But actually for her, you know, that was fairly soul destroying, and that obviously puts you off meeting anyone else again. So again, it is such a minefield. I think for any of those that are struggling with confidence, you know, online dating can be incredibly difficult.
I think confidence is a thing as well. I mean, you know, a lot of people may struggle with confidence and they find themselves kind of going into the real world, traditional types of dating in a pub or a bar, and you end up with a situation where you see someone you like and you're like, right, okay, you end up staring at them, wondering how to start the conversation, and then it's like, why is he staring at me?
And I think it's not like it was, you know, when you're in your 20s, you'd see a group of guys and you were out as a group of girls and, you know, you could fairly, pretty well guarantee probably some of them were single, you know, in that kind of age demographic. Whereas now it can be incredibly difficult. You know, I'm not just going to go up to a group of guys and sort of try and find out whether someone's single. They could all be married. And, you know, it is incredibly difficult. I think, meeting someone organically is the ideal, but just very difficult.
Well, that's what we're trying to do with the club. So the idea is that our events are completely relaxed and they're based on activities. So the focus isn't actually on having to, you know, give someone a cheesy chat-up line. It's about being yourself and enjoying yourself and from that exuding a bit of confidence and having a shared interest.
And meeting people. And I guess it's kind of, you meet someone and it's kind of, you know, you develop a friendship and then see where things go from there.
Yeah, exactly. Although we've said singles club, and, you know, that is how we're marketing it. We do want it, you know, we want people to be able to meet people ideally. But actually, you know what, you might come to an event and meet a group of girlfriends that you want to go out with and have fun and try and meet people that way. Or you might just build some friendships. So, you know, while we're aiming at singles, you know, we very much hope that it will foster all sorts of, you know, friendships as well.
Yeah.
And what sort of age group are you aiming this at and you're working with?
At the moment, we're looking at the 35 to 55 market.
Okay. Why did you choose that age group particularly as a reason? Or?
Well, I guess I think we were trying to think of sort of like-minded people, I guess. It's the age category that we fall within for a start. And in terms of me sort of, you know, knowing people who are single, that kind of seemed to make sense as an age group. I think it's quite common for most dating agencies and dating events to have some kind of guideline on the age. Also from the market research we did, you know, the majority of people that were single that we spoke to fell within that category. So we didn't want to have it too wide because, you know, let's face it, if you've got 15 male tickets and 15 female tickets on this type of event, you know, you wouldn't want it to be all 20-year-old women and all 60-year-old men, for instance.
Yeah, and of course you don't want, you know, somebody in their late 30s or 40s and then, you know, other people a lot younger, because you want to be kind of the same sort of age, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to buy into hearts and minds, and people will join things that they feel an affinity to, right? But we have had a lot of interest outside that age group.
Yeah, so I think, you know, this is just going to be the first of hopefully many events. We'll be running a wine tasting next month.
That sounds good.
Yeah, and we may well offer two different kind of age categories on that, so we might stick with the 35 to 55 or have a 50 plus event, because we've had all sorts of interest via our Instagram page, via the website, just with inquiries as to what else are we doing and what other age categories can we offer.
So you've had some good feedback and some good interest. And how do you connect with your community in Farnham? How are you kind of spreading the word and getting your message out there?
Lots of different ways. Social media is massive for us. Yeah. Facebook's been brilliant. Instagram, we've done a bit of flyering.
A bit of flyering. Just integrating ourselves in the local, just word of mouth and talking to people, really. Yeah. We were handing out flyers on Friday night and, you know, generated lots of great discussion with also local businesses who, you know, want to run events and, you know, how can we then help them locally? You know, what local businesses can we support? So it's a two-way process, really.
Okay, so very much the heart of the community. You know, you're working with the community and the community's working with you. So it's a two-way street.
Absolutely.
We're going to play another song then, and I'm giving you a choice of picking some songs. Britney Spears, My Prerogative. Why are we going for this one?
Simply our prerogative to pick what we wanted.
Oh, there you go. That's a good enough reason. We'll play that and then we'll talk some more and find out a bit more about what you're doing. But if you do want to have a look, farnhamsinglesclub.com the website, which I've got on my computer screen here. Just look at your picture of the benches on there at the moment. It's looking good. Love that. So there's much more on the website than
I was going to say,
benches.
Check out the website. Yes. That's probably not the best sell.
No, it's not. It's radio working. and Welcome to Tomorrow. We're actually talking about Snap, and I think my first song I ever bought or got free was a box of Weetabix, collecting the tokens, was Rhythm as a Dancer. And did you want to share what your first song was then?
Especially for you.
Oh, Kylie and Jason. Were you a bit of a Carly fan back in the day?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Is that your favourite Carly song then?
There are so many. I couldn't possibly choose others. Better the Devil You Know was bit of a classic of its time.
Are you kind of early 80s Carly, 90s Carly, or the latest? She's kind of reinvented herself quite a few times, isn't she?
Yeah, I'd say I'm all over Kylie.
Okay.
Any era.
In a non-stalker way.
In a non-stalker way, yeah.
Okay, so we're talking about Farnham singles and kind of the dating scene, and you've kind of seen from, as we discussed, from your lived experiences and what you've been hearing from people about the pitfalls of the dating world, and it is a bit of a minefield. So you decided to set up Farnham Singles following your market research. So you're working a 35 to 55 age group at the moment, as we've been discussing. So, yeah, I mean, so tell me about the sort of events you're doing. What have you got coming up?
So our first event is happening next week, which will be a pub quiz at the Lost Boy in Farnham.
Okay.
I'm afraid that we have sold out of ladies' tickets. We have a few, not many, men tickets remaining.
So you have kind of separate men and women tickets then? Is that to get the numbers?
Yeah, right. Roughly even, so that people feel that they have an opportunity to meet lots of different people.
Yeah, I mean, I think from a representation point of view, you know, we may choose to do non-heterosexual events. Mm-hmm. But I think certainly from my perspective, thinking about events that I would have attended, I probably would have been a little bit upset if I'd have gone to an event and there'd have been, two men and 20 ladies. So we've tried to kind of, you know, tried to mix it up, but who knows what we'll do in the future.
Interesting. I guess it's one of those things where you're just going to work through it and see what happens, and then people will feedback and say, this worked, this didn't work, and then you can kind of evolve.
Yeah, market results. That's ongoing. Yeah. Yeah. So as Beth mentioned, we're doing a wine tasting in July, which we're really, really excited with the new vineyard in Crondall, Pencroft.
Okay.
Where we'll be eating lots of delicious English cheeses.
You can do the whole civilised thing of like swilling the wine
absolutely.
Around in your mouth. And
yeah, it'll be a learning experience.
Yeah.
Because that's what people want ultimately. Mm. But then we're also looking at sort of wellness-based activities. Mm. Sort of.
That's really important, especially at the moment, isn't
it? Exactly. Breathwork, meditation, as well as sort of social mixer type things. Mm. Basically everything except for speed dating.
Oh, you're not doing speed dating?
Wow.
Is that a bit cringe?
Still, Julia's less keen on speed dating. I've never been speed dating, but I think I would.
I've never done speed dating.
What's your experience of speed dating then?
It was pretty scary, I have to be honest.
So how does you literally get a small amount of time?
Two minutes.
And then the bell rings.
Yeah, you have a bell. You can press the bell yourself if you've had enough.
But
obviously,
savage.
So can you the person that you're meeting.
It's like X Factor. Get the big red X. And
there is a lot of pressure to be hilarious from the off. And it wasn't for me, to be honest.
No. I almost think you need a bit longer than 2 minutes, really, don't you?
I'd do
five,
although
maybe
they say
minutes.
You make your mind up when you meet someone, you get that kind of view and what sort of person they're going to be very quickly, in about 30 seconds.
You say that. I mean, I have friends who have kind of said to me that actually, you know, their husband, for instance, now, you know, met them, and I remember them saying at the time, people have said that we'd be good together, but I just don't see it. I don't think so. And they work together, and then they got to know each other over the next kind of, you know, weeks and months, and now they're married with two children, so I think these things do evolve, which again, that's something that you can't get out of the apps. Whereas with these dates, for instance, you know, it might be that you've met someone at one event and you're not sure, you haven't necessarily kept in touch, and then you're going to meet them at the next event, and that kind of friendship just evolves into something more.
And I guess as you kind of go through life, you know, I suppose when you're younger, you're after kind of the bad kind of like excitement and everything, and as you get older, do you think it's fair to say maybe you're thinking more about the future? Settling down, someone's more reliable.
Yeah, you're more interested in the whole package when you're older, aren't you?
I think, again, and it's the demographic whereby, you know, I guess our target market at the moment covers various situations. You could be, you know, someone like myself who, was in a long-term relationship, now has a child, and, you know, I'm not looking for marriage and children. There may be others sort of at the younger end of the demographic who are looking for that as a next step. So it's really kind of, you know, catering for everyone's sort of different needs and wants. It's a bit different to when you're in your 20s and you are looking to, you know, find find someone to settle down with.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So really good what you're doing, saying, working with the community, and you get sort of deals with venues. So what, you sort of speak to a venue and say, look, this is what we're doing. We can bring people into your venue. Can you do us a deal kind of
thing?
Yeah.
We've built relationships with lots of local venues. And on the whole, they've all been incredibly supportive because it is a mutual benefit for us to come to their places.
Gets people in pubs, which is something that's very much needed at the moment.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I mean, the Lost Boys are a great venue. You know, they've got massive space outside, really nice food. You know, certainly we hope that at the end of the night people will, you know, wander off downstairs and continue to get to know each other and enjoy the surroundings there.
There you go. Who knows where things are going to go? You know, it'd be interesting.
And you don't have to be good at pub quizzes either.
I was going to say, do you have to be clever then? Or like good at pub quizzes?
No. Yeah. It's going to be an eclectic mix of questions. Okay. You know, there may well be a love round, but it's not all going to be love. It's not going to be all love themed.
And you also don't need to be in a team. We are very, very happy to put you in a team.
Oh, that's another way to meet people.
It
you
is.
End up
and
thrown into a team someone.
Let us pick for you.
And also, we'll be making sure that everyone actually meets everyone as well.
Okay.
So the women will probably stay in fixed teams, and the men will be moving on round through the teams. So, so I'm afraid on this one, guys, it is the women that win, really. But
was it okay?
And the prize is love.
The prize is
that
love.
The prize? It's not a bottle of wine or £250 bar.
There will be there will be some prizes yet to be disclosed.
But
you've got to come
doing
to find
it for
out.
The love, though, mainly.
Definitely.
Okay. And safety is really important. I mean, online dating, we've talked about, and the safety issues around there are huge. How you keep, you've got a code of conduct, haven't you? So that's going to keep people safe. Tell me a bit about that.
Well, it's common sense stuff, really, but we felt it was really important for us to be on the front foot with explaining what's expected from our members, which is we're all about respectful communication, so we won't tolerate any quote-unquote bad behaviour.
Yeah.
And it's there as a guide in case people aren't sure what to expect, what's expected of them. And hopefully it really makes clear what we, how we are going to be running our events and what's expected.
So everyone knows what to expect when they turn
Absolutely.
Up to an event.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's really important. So that's on your website, Farnhamsingles, .com.
Farnhamsinglesclub.com.
And you can read all about it and find out a bit about your story and how to get involved. And remind us the events then. You've got the quiz coming up.
Wednesday, the 28th, next Wednesday at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Be there or be square.
But it is a ticketed event, though, so you do have to buy tickets in advance.
Okay, and that's
so
on
before
the website.
Be there, be square, buy a ticket.
Yeah, buy a ticket.
Buy a ticket and then,
and
be,
then
there,
be there.
Yeah. Okay, and then wine tasting. What else? You got anything else coming up in the pipeline?
Talked about various things, haven't we? When we did our market research, we asked people, you know, what sort of things would you want to come to? They said, you know, maybe some kind of Italian food making, so, you know, pasta making, pizza making.
Cooking's good, isn't it?
Cooking's
together.
A fun activity.
And it's something that connects people, yes.
Cocktail making, you know, for those that aren't into alcohol, you know, we can have the non-alcoholic cocktails too. And walking tours, maybe something that we shall explore.
Yeah. I am very,
very keen.
Immediately thinking Farnham Castle. You got that in there.
Many brilliant places.
A haunted Farnham walking tour.
Coming in October, in time for Halloween. Yes.
Oh, it's exciting to see where you're going to go with this. And we'll have to get you back in a while to come and talk a bit more about what you're doing. You've obviously loved being here so much. It's good. It's despite my dodgy chat up lines, you know. It's fine.
Not aimed at us, luckily.
Thank you for coming down. And, you know, really good to talk to you and really good to hear about what you're doing.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. And the final song we're going to play, your final selection, Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance With Someone. Are we playing this because it's a good song, or is there a reason you can think of?
It's a good song.
Yeah. Feel good song.
Brilliant.
Wake you up on a Sunday morning.
It's what we need, isn't it? So FarnhamSinglesClub.com if you want to find out more.
This is Radio Woking. Available online at radiowoking.co.uk.